As soon as their kids get just a tiny bit older, many parents are trying to teach them a second language. Fewer than 10% of Americans can fluently speak a language other than English. To change that, some with very young children hope to take advantage of what brain researchers say is an ideal and fleeting stage of development for learning a second language. NPR's Alex Markels reports on the bilingual teaching aids that they are buying.
Three-year-old Sarah Weich is just learning her first songs, but when she sings her favorite, about baby chicks, she does it in two languages. Sarah's parents both took high school Spanish, but they can barely navigate a menu in the language. So they hired a nanny from El Salvador and enrolled Sarah in Toddler Tiempo, a popular weekly class at a Washington area community center.
I started with one class. I'm now teaching five a week. And there's always a waiting list.
Louisa Shepherd created the class 2 years ago. She limits enrollment to children 18 months and older, although moms often bring their infants anyway.
Oh, I don't think it's ever too early. The only reason I put the 18 months is that we have Play-Doh. I don't want them to eat the Play-Doh.
Jill Chen signed up her 2-year-old son, Keelan, as soon as she could.
At this age, little kids are sponges. And I thought this is a great time to expose him so that that whole absorbing mind can just take it in and be ready for when he goes to school.
In fact, some brain researchers say kids who learn a second language early on may have a leg up on those who learn only English.
They're smarter.
Laura Ann Petito studies language acquisition at Dartmouth's Cognitive Neuroscience Laboratory.
The joke in my laboratory is you definitely want a bilingual running your local air traffic control tower, because there is a cognitive advantage that, for example, multitasking and switching between different types of knowledge.
Such findings have spurred demand for a growing glut of bilingual products, from books of nursery rhymes to baby Berlitz lessons for newborns.
Hola, soy Dora.
At the top of the merchandising heap is a doe-eyed Latina girl and her pet monkey. The biggest kids' shows on TV, Nickelodeon's Dora the Explorer and its spin-off Go Diego Go, now outsell even the Barbie doll franchise. The Dora show only uses a handful of Spanish words in each episode. But Dora co-creator Brown Johnson says it emphasizes action words and repeats them in hopes kids incorporate them into their everyday chatter.
When the parent and child are going out to the grocery store, the kid will say, "Vamos, mama," and that's kind of flooring for, say, a kid somewhere where there may not be a lot of Latino influence.
Of course, peppering a TV show with a few Spanish words isn't a substitute for real learning. And some warn that teaching tools that use both English and Spanish words to explain meanings can actually hamper learning.
If a child is learning Spanish, you don't need to give them the English.
Nancy Rhodes heads foreign language education at the Center for Applied Linguistics in Washington. She points to interactive books that sound out, for example, the Spanish word vaca for cow, then offer the English equivalent.
The kids don't need that. It's really just for the adults. The kids should push the picture of the cow and hear vaca, and that's it.
Of course, there's no substitute for immersing young children in a second language, programs that typically take 3 years to achieve fluency. Take the Spanish for Toddlers preschool program in Detroit, which is taught entirely in Spanish by a native speaker. Parent Alyssa Hopper says she couldn't imagine putting off formal lessons for her 4-year-old daughter, Eleanor.
If we're teaching our kids beginning language at the high school level, it's almost a lost battle.
That's exactly what motivated Louisa Shepherd to start her Toddler Tiempo class in Washington, D.C.
I learned Spanish at 35 years old, and it was a painful experience. And I will always have an accent, and I hope that my boys don't have to do that, especially in this country where there are so many Spanish-speaking people. It's part of our world now.
It's certainly part of 4-year-old Max Hutchins' world.
What words do you know in Spanish?
Hasta luego.
What does hasta luego mean?
Goodbye.
In Washington, this is Alex Markels, NPR News.